Moadim l'simcha, Hagim u'zmanim l'sason. It's the second day of Yentav in Chutz La'aretz and the first day of Chol Hamoed in Eretz Yisrael. And Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 7 of Eduyot, Mishnayot 8 and 9. Heid Menachem ben Signoi. Menachem testified al Musaf ha'yura. So Musaf is not a tefillah here, it's an addition to the yura. The yura is the vat for olive boiling. Shel Sholkei Zaitim, I'm getting ahead of myself. Sholkei Zaitim means the olive boilers. Shehu Tame, that this addition to their vat is also Mekabel Tuma. Now the vat itself, being a kli, is obviously capable of accepting impurity. It's Mekabel Tuma. But what they would do is they would have sort of a clay rim around the top. They would add on to make it a little higher so you could fit more olives in there when you're boiling without it boiling over. So that's now considered an addition to the kli, and that part is also Mekabel Tuma. The Mishnah adds, Vishel Tzabaim, but the addition to a vat of dyers, tzaba is dye, is color, shu tahor, that this addition is not mekabel tuma. The reason being, it doesn't really help you add more dye to have this lip around the top. It just kind of prevents the dye from spilling out and being lost forever. But you wouldn't really want the dye to be touching the clay and get, you know, dilute your dye potential. Shahayu or mechilif advarim. Because before this testimony, they were actually saying the reverse. They were saying the one for the dyer is metame, is mekabel tuma, and the one for the olive boiling, not. On to Mishnah Tet, Heid Rabbi Nechunya ben Gudgudo al ha-chereshet. He testified about a chereshet, is a girl who is deaf and mute. She cannot communicate, so she does not have the same intellectual development as people who can hear or talk at least. Shesia Avia, her father married her off to a man. She yotze beget, she could get divorced using a get, like a regular woman who is mentally developed. Ve'ol, and also about Ketana Bat Yisrael, a nice Jewish girl, but she's underage. And in this case, she's also a Yitoma, Yesoma, she's an orphan. Shenisit LeKohen, and she was married to a Kohen. Now, this marriage of an underage girl without her father present, we actually discussed in the first Mishnah in chapter 6, and we discussed it in the first Mishnah in chapter 2 of Kiddushin. And of course, the Gemara in Kiddushin says even though the father has this power to be used to protect and help his daughter and help her be taken care of by husband, a father really should not use this power. And of course, if the situation is she's a Yesoma and there's no one else to feed her, and that's why they arranged this marriage, she married a Kohen, Mazel Tov. Shehil chelet betruma. She can actually eat truma, even though her marriage, until she grows up and agrees to continue the marriage. Remember, we mentioned in the first mission in chapter 6, miyun would mean she steps out of the marriage. It would mean retroactively that this rabbinical marriage never existed. But once she grows up and continues the marriage, it's a full-fledged biblical deraisa marriage. But even before that point, she can still eat truma. The Bartner says, though, it's truma derabbanan, she can eat not full-fledged truma deraisa. Also, ve'imeta, if this young bride passes away, bala yorsha, the husband would indeed inherit her. Though, of course, she's an orphan, she probably does not have a lot of assets by herself, which is why her mother wanted to get her married off in the first place, which again, as we've mentioned many times, was done only for the protection of nice Jewish girls, to make sure they were taken care of or protect them from non-Jews who would, God forbid, abduct unmarried Jewish girls. Next halacha, ala marish. A marish is a large beam, like one of these big 4x4s, one of these big like roof support beams. Hagozel, someone stole it. Shebnao babira, and he built it into a big building. Shiyitin at damav, he can give the value when he does tshuva. Now, normally, if someone steals, they need to return the actual item. Here, he stole and he built this thing into the foundation or the roof of his large structure, and he'd have to take apart the whole building in order to do a real tshuva. So we allow this thief to return the value instead of the item. This is called takanat hashavim. We want to make it easy for people to do tshuva. The Rambam brings, whenever the thief would have a really hard time returning the actual item, then as for takanat hashavim, our sages allowed him to make restitution in other ways. Finally, the Mishnah adds, al chatat hagazula, a chatas animal that was actually stolen. Someone stole an animal and then designated it as his sin offering. So it's really interesting. This thief is willing to steal someone's animal, but maybe he also broke Shabbos and he's trying to bring a chatas now to be mechaper to atone for his breaking Shabbos. So here's a chatas gezula. The animal is stolen. Shelo nado l'rabim, but the people don't know. The kohanim don't know. They don't know what's going on here. Shehi mechaperet. We treat it as if it's mechaper, as if it atones for the thief, not because it really does. He didn't own that animal, and he wasn't able to be mekadesh to designate that animal as an offering. But mipnei tikun hamizbeach, for the tikun, like tikun olam, for the fixing of the mizbeach. And the Bartner explains. Shaloyu kohani matsavim. We don't want the kohanim to be upset. Sha'achlu chulin shenishnachu bezora. Because if we don't say this is acceptable, then it will come out they ate chulin, because the thief had no right to consecrate, to designate this animal as his carbon. So when the kohanim eat it, they're literally eating chulin bezora. So we say it does in fact count. Chazak Avrocha, happy 16th of Nisan, wherever you are. You know what? Today is Yom Hanef. Yom Hanef means the day of waving. They would wave the Karban Omer. On this day, the Karban Omer was brought to Matir the Chadash. The new grain of the year was now Mutter for the Karban Omer. And there was a big festival when they would cut the barley for the Karban Omer. We're going to learn about that in Menachot. And this Yom Hanef Kulo Aser, that we can't have any of the Chadash today, and not until tomorrow is Chadash Day, is actually a Mishnah we learned in Sukkah, chapter 3, Mishnah 12. So today is Yom Hanef, so wave to everybody and tell them to enjoy their Chadash tomorrow. Tizku the Mitzvot.